This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username's lrn.fm, and we've got the Discord on air. Call in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we're going to take more of your calls. Actually, I think somebody called in about, I don't even remember how we got on this free trade slash tariff slash protectionist topic, but it's been going.
It's
people
hot.
Have a lot to say about this because, well, they've been lied to about tariffs. They've been told that tariffs somehow are beneficial to the U.S. economy, and they want to believe it. You know, they want to believe that this idea of taxing people, because that's what a tariff is, it's another word for a tax, that taxing people could somehow be good for the economy. The thing they miss out on is I think that people think that the tariffs are hurting the people in the other countries, that the people in the other countries are paying the tariffs or something like that. But the reality is if somebody pays a tariff on an imported product, that person's in the United States. That person lives here. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your next door neighbor. Maybe it's, you know, somebody down the street. They're the ones being hurt by that tariff. So if you support tariffs, you support impoverishing your neighbors and yourself. Unless you already buy everything American, unless you're already buying 100% of everything that you buy is 100% manufactured in the United States. No parts from outside of the United States. No assembly outside of the United States.
Nearly impossible.
It is impossible.
Yeah, you basically have to not buy anything.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to continue. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to benefit the economy, if you want to benefit the people in the United States, you end tariffs, you abolish restrictions on trade, and you let people buy from wherever the best source is, wherever it is they're getting the best deal. That's how you benefit the economy, because it keeps more money in people's pockets. It increases their quality of living. If you can spend less and get more, you're living a better lifestyle at that point. If you're spending more and getting the same amount of things, you're living a poorer lifestyle at that point. And if you're spending more and getting less, that's even worse.
I think the biggest trick here is to think of trade as having to do with nations. You know, like America's going to get one over on China, or China has been getting one over on the United States, or whatever it is. The United States is a small club, and you're not in it.
What do you mean by that?
You might be a United States citizen, but when they're referring to trade balances benefiting the U.S. or whatever, they're not talking about you. They're not talking about the way it benefits you. They're talking about very wealthy people who travel across internet borders, international borders, like they are nothing. Okay, so you're just rooting for a certain. It's like picking a favorite football team. It's your favorite set of millionaires.
And
when they win, you feel good. When they lose, you feel bad. When they win or lose, they're like, eh, you know, win or lose. That's how we do this game. But cha-ching, we got paid.
Yep. In the end, you do not benefit. Let's continue with Bart on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Bart.
Actually, it's Art, but that's okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead, Art.
That's all right. You know what? I don't get to catch your show too much, but tonight I was driving and had the opportunity to flip over and catch it, and I love this conversation about free trade and tariffs and all the like. So I just wanted to add my two cents and
please
basically hear your comments. So the whole trade situation with China and tariffs, think about it this way. We are upset with China because they cheat. Okay. So I understand intellectual property is very important.
Hold on. Before we go on, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but when you say they cheat? Are you talking about the Chinese government when you say China, or are you talking about every individual on the continent, you know, the land
or mass the manufacturers
known
or whatever.
As China?
You brought that up. No, we're talking about the government.
Okay, of course they cheat. They're the government.
Yeah, they. You know,
and when you say we, who the heck are you talking about then? Because I know you're not talking about the government. Because I don't.
So they cheat, okay? Well, yeah. So we put on tariffs, and we are talking about putting more tariffs on. And when I say we, I'm talking
about
the
government.
Administration.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
United States.
Not me. I'm not in
us.
I'm not them.
But not us.
In particular, the administration. So, but let's say we add $200 billion worth of tariffs. That doesn't solve the problem. So assume they come to the table at some point and say, okay, well, we want to get rid of these tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't solved the root problem. The root problem is the government of China cheats. So we can solve the problem. So what they would like to say, solve the problem today. But we'll be looking at the same situation somewhere else down the line. So I will then say this. We're talking about, what is it, $350 billion in deficits that we have with China. And we are a almost $20 trillion economy. I don't think that issue is one to be blown up in the fashion that it has been blown up in.
Is I agree. It an issue? You know, there's not even an issue, right? The whole idea of a trade deficit is just bad economics.
Absolutely.
It's meaningless.
Yes.
Right.
Because
so, I've got a trade deficit with Home Depot.
Because there's no such thing as a trade deficit. It's a trade. You've traded
exactly.
A amount of money to get a product in return. If you didn't think it was a good deal, you wouldn't have made the trade.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And who is ultimately the beneficiary of the trade deal really is American. I don't know if you guys
Well,
ever
no, both sides benefit. In a trade without coercion, both sides benefit because the one side says, I'd rather have that product more than I'd have this money. The other side says, I'd rather have that money more than I'd have this product. And they both come together and they make the exchange and both of them walk away feeling like they got the best end of the deal.
You know what? I cannot disagree with you. You're right. They do benefit. But when it comes to the United States, you guys follow Milton Friedman. Of course, he's no longer with us, but Friedman was a Nobel laureate economist. I used to sit in college classes and listen to his lectures that he
Didn't
had.
Did we have his son on?
Yeah, we had Patry on. It's been
That's
a
his grandson, right?
We have
David on.
Yeah,
as
we've
well?
Had both his son and his grandson on. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, if you ever listen to Friedman, Friedman would tell you that claiming that the steel companies are being hurt because of the lack of tariffs and claiming it to be a national security issue, Friedman would tell you that that's a lie. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
That is not true. And the other thing Friedman would tell you is that the only thing that you get with tariffs would be higher prices.
That's right.
And that doesn't end well in any situation. So I don't understand all of the rhetoric around it. And it's pretty hot. I think the name that you were looking for earlier was Larry Kudlow. He was out.
Yeah, Kudlow. You're right.
He was carrying the water for the administration this week, talking about they really want to go to zero tariffs. Well, that would be great, but we have over 12,000 protected industries in the United States. Tobacco, for example. I don't think you want to see UK cigarettes over here. Maybe you do. I don't know.
Yes, but I want to see anything over here.
I think free trade. I'm full on free trade. I believe the free trade for the United States, even if nobody else changed their tariffs at all.
Right. Lead. Set the example.
All.
Set the example.
No. I don't care about setting the example. I don't care about doing the right thing so that other people will do the right thing.
Oh, I do.
I care about doing the right thing so that it benefits me, and it will. Free trade will benefit this country even if every other country doesn't.
Well, you could be right there as well. I won't disagree with you there. But what I am saying is that we have protected industries here. So if we,
that's true.
You're making the point. If we want to really talk about free trade, then we should go to zero on in those protective industries.
Agreed. Yes. So those industries should not be protected because that's ultimately, even though it may protect the industry, it's hurting the consumer.
I'll go you one further.
Absolutely.
Immigration laws are just a tariff, a restriction on labor. So You know,
yeah.
The United States should have free free resources and labor, too.
No
doubt. People should be able to cross borders of free countries freely.
You better believe it. Bart, great call. Good conversation. I appreciate hearing from you. We got more room for you on the way here now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Whether you want to talk about trade and the lack of freedom in it, this is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want here. Live Saturday edition of the show. Continuing now with Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu, unless you're not a libertarian, in which case, sorry, you'll have to disregard this, because it's only for people who are individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if you are a libertarian, a voluntarist, an anarcho-capitalist, however you describe yourself, if you believe in freedom, you belong at liberty.menu. It's a place where you can promote what you do. Maybe you've got a business. You're an entrepreneur. Perhaps you've got an event you want to promote. Or you're a digital content creator. There's categories for each of those things at liberty.menu. And then other libertarians will go to the site and maybe they'll discover what you do and hire you or buy your product or whatever it is. So go to liberty.menu. You can go and create your entries there, and it's totally free to do that. So there's no reason not to be on liberty.menu unless, of course, you don't want anyone to know that you're a libertarian or that you're friendly to libertarians.
Or don't want to do business.
That's true. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL like Free Talk Live. You get a special Free Talk Live user badge there. We can't give you a discount because it's free to enter your stuff there.
The discount's in place. Yeah. It's free.
Liberty.menu. Go there. Check it out. It's pretty cool. Great-looking website, and it works well. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Benjamin is on the line in Pennsylvania listening to WEEO in McConnellsburg on FM. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
Great. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about your thoughts about our two-party system in this country. Okay. I am a libertarian. I voted for Gary Johnson in the last election.
Yeah,
as did I.
I did not.
Yeah. I personally, I think that, and I think that many Americans agree with me, I think that we were given two kind of mediocre candidates by the, you know, the mainstream parties. And I think that we as a country would do much better if we had more than just two parties. Many other countries do, and I think if we had, say, like four candidates as opposed to just two in general elections, I think that we might have better leadership overall.
Agreed.
And I'm interested in your thoughts on that. Well, there were more than two candidates.
I mean, people did vote, as you pointed out, for Gary Johnson. Others voted for Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. Those third-party candidates got about three times the vote totals that they received because it was the same two that ran in 2012 as ran in 2016. They got about three times the vote totals, likely because the candidates were so bad. And you called them mediocre, which is almost complimentary to them. I mean, they were awful. Trump and Hillary were just some of the worst candidates you could possibly imagine. But the problem is that the government, or the Republicans and Democrats, have set the rules of the election, specifically the debates, so difficult to where it's almost impossible for a third party to actually qualify and be seen on stage with the other two parties. So basically they've fixed the rules from the very get-go, and essentially it's all set to lock out any real competition, which is, it's sad.
It's because the American voter doesn't take responsibility. It's not just the two parties. I mean, everybody who's listening to my voice who said things like, well, I'm not going to vote for a third party because I want my vote to count or some nonsense like that. Well, your vote counted just as much this election as it would have if you voted for a third party. Insofar as if you could go back right now and change your vote, I will bet you anything you want to bet that it would not have changed the outcome. Any one of you have changed your vote to whomever you want to change it to, it would not change the outcome of the election, because no election in the history of the United States has been decided by one vote. And I mean for a president.
Yeah, but Mark, if everybody just voted for, or not if everybody, but if a significant portion of the people who were going to vote for, let's say, the Democrat or the Republican, voted instead for one of these third parties, that could hurt the Democrat and Republican's chances to get elected.
It certainly could, but then the Democrat or the Libertarian or the Green Party or whomever it was that's running might win if a significant number of people did it. But at this point, right now, in reality, you only control your vote. You may be able to influence another 3, 4, 5, 10 votes, tops. If you're on the radio, you may be able to influence hundreds, but still, maybe thousands, I don't know. But
don't give yourself that much credit.
I said if you're on the radio, there's other people on the radio more influential than I am. I don't butter people up and tell them what great Americans they are or anything like that.
Yeah.
The vast majority of my listeners call me up and they say, thanks for the opportunity to speak. I don't agree with you most of the time. That's their intro, for God's sakes. I'm not influential. I just tell people the hard facts. Your vote is meaningless. You might as well vote your heart. Voting strategically doesn't count.
Well, which presumes that people even know that there are other candidates available because the mainstream media keeps them out,
basically. If they're looking at the voting, the piece of paper, they can see.
Yeah, but you don't make your mind. I mean, odds are, you know, they're not going to know anything about those other candidates, right, if they haven't done any research prior to showing up.
The colloquial definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah, I understand that.
Sure. I think that's true. I live in a small town in South Central Pennsylvania. Yeah. I've talked to so many people that say, you know, I truly identify as libertarian, but I'm registered Republican so that I can vote in primaries and that kind of thing. And you know, speaking to voting your heart, I mean, I would almost argue that if more people did vote their heart, we would have more even elections. I think that the third party candidates would get greater support,
right,
if more people did vote their heart. I mean,
governance.
My father voted Jill Stein. And he and I, you know, don't see eye to eye on everything. We see eye to eye on a lot of things. But I think that it's just, you know, like you guys said, the mainstream media and the two-party system does have such a monopoly over, the governing system that people feel so forced to register as one of the two parties and vote for one of the two parties.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, you know, just finish with my question for you guys would be, if you were to give honest advice to your listeners, that, you know, like, what would be your best advice for those of us that really want to see the growth of the third party system? How do you believe that could really happen?
So at the nationwide level, I'd say it's pretty much hopeless. If you're a libertarian, you ought to consider moving to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, where we actually have thousands of libertarians who've already moved to New Hampshire as part of this migration, and many more thousands have pledged to make the move here. The idea is to concentrate activism, to concentrate libertarians in one place so we can actually have an influence on the political system, and we already are having that influence where libertarians are winning elections here in New Hampshire. They're getting elected as Republicans and Democrats, but this year we are actually going to see the libertarians have ballot access for the first time in two decades at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats. So finally, we've got a fair shot. The New Hampshire media, and thanks for the call, Benjamin, the New Hampshire media does tend to be pretty fair to the third parties that are running in the race from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, the New Hampshire media is much more fair than the national media when it comes to third parties.
Yeah, so we'll keep you in the loop on how that continues to develop here. But in the meantime, if that sounds interesting and you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or whatever, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary. More coming up.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears to have been a close call for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro as he was giving a speech at a military event. Officials say drones loaded with explosives detonated close by. They claim it was clearly an attack on Maduro. He wasn't hurt, but some National Guard soldiers were. BBC correspondent Duncan Golestani watched the video.
You can see the President Nicolas Maduro speaking at an event, an outdoor event, and then the camera shakes. He and others look off, and then the transmission cuts away to faces in the crowd. And then if you look, you can see people dispersing away after we now believe was an attempt on Nicolas Maduro's life.
There's no word yet on who is behind the drone attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Hey, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. How would you like to save 20% on your purchases at Amazon?
Well, sounds good.
It's good. Sounds too good to be true, actually. But it's actually true. And I say this from personal experience. I've done it, and I've done it more than 100 times in the last 3 years. In fact, I've saved more than 20% on some occasions. Most recently, the purchase I made was 33% off. Now, a chunk of the 33% ends up going to saveitpurse.com, so you actually don't save all 33%. You'll save, like, on a 33% thing, you probably save, like, 28% after all's said and done. But you're still saving a huge amount of money off of your normal Amazon prices, which, on their own, are pretty decent. You know, Amazon's got some pretty good prices on things. But go ahead and knock another 20% off at minimum. I won't go lower than 20% unless I'm desperate for something and I need it as soon as possible. Because usually 20% off, I'll get that item ordered for me within 24 hours. Usually within 12 hours of having put it up at 20% off. So what it is, you choose your discount and you use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash. Because now saveitpurse.com accepts Bitcoin Cash natively on the site. You use your cryptocurrency, and that's how you get these incredible discounts. Because somebody on the other end wants your crypto so bad, they're willing to pay 20% on top of the price of cryptocurrency of whatever Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash in order to get you the product that you want on Amazon. So they buy you your product that you want and send it to you as a gift, and then you release the Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash from the escrow on the site. It's so easy to do. It's a few extra steps. You'd have to put a little bit more effort into this than, you know, just ordering something on Amazon.
Sure.
But nothing's free in the world, so you spend a couple extra steps, you get 20% off. Well worth it. I do it all the time. Pretty much everything I order from Amazon, I get through SaveItPurse.com, because why wouldn't you want 20% off? This is a perfect reason to get Bitcoin Cash and to get into the world of cryptocurrency. If you don't do anything else with crypto besides save 20% at Amazon, you've done pretty good. You think about it.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Definitely worth it for the larger purchases, too. So, I mean, you know, say, for instance,
I've bought $10, $20 purchases.
I know you have.
Yeah.
But sometimes
it adds up.
It does. Saving a dollar or $2 is a savings. There's no doubt. But
plus, sometimes they'll send it to you on Amazon Prime shipping, so you'll even get it quickly.
That's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll renege on the order, and you're...
It's rare.
Yeah. Well, it used to
it
be
It hasn't
more.
Happened in a while for
okay.
me.
Used to be more common than it used than it was
yep.
than it is now, perhaps. But you know, and you got to ask yourself, is that $2 worth it? Getting it quickly and those kinds of things. So definitely worth it on the bigger purchases.
Yeah, I do it for everything. Go to SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. As we continue here, let's go to the phones and to Dave on the line in California, listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good to hear from you again, Dave.
I find myself, I like the whole free enterprise. Honest competition sounds like probably the most credible of ways to go. But what I'm seeing firsthand is that it is a system in which it becomes all too easy to cheat. We have a population where 97-98% of the people struggle a bit. We don't make so much money that we can have anything we want. We can't afford mopping the kind of health care that we really want. We don't have limousines and private jets. But there is a small fraction of people that have all that. So when it comes to an election, I find myself wondering, why does the 98% vote exclusively to benefit this 2% out there, the 1%, so that they have 51% of the vote? And I'm very suspicious that some of these corporate giants, Eisenhower warned us, corporate greed was going to be the death of us if we let it happen. And it does happen. They can take what they want and lie to us. They can get into our electronic computers, phones, mm-hmm. into our voting machines, and cheat. So if they end up owning the congressman and the senator and the White House, it's not a fair ball game.
Well, right. How is anybody but the 1% supposed to even get into this game? I said, how is anybody supposed to get in? You talked about how, you know, this could change, or why the people are voting for these, you know, 1%ers or whatever. It's like, well, how could anybody besides a 1%er, somebody who's incredibly wealthy and well-connected, become a player in politics? How could that even happen? The rules are written by them.
If they can own talk radio, if they can own TV, and if they can convince people who are gullible, it would be totally un-American not to vote to screw yourself at the election box. And that happens. But, you know,
it happens a lot.
I don't want to say that we're all stupid, but I think it's enough. Stupid goes on both sides, and they tend to cancel each other out. Thinking voters should carry the elections. And that is to say, Yeah.
Well, you can't do an intelligence test before you let somebody vote.
No, but I want to have it where everybody should have some kind of health insurance, even if they push the wrong button, even if they don't know it. They, too, get into auto accidents. They, too, develop growths and cancers and whatnot.
So the problem with the one-size-fits-all health insurance mandates are that now you've got the 1% that you just, you know, were rightfully pointing out, or, you know, they're not the nicest group of folks. They're going to take advantage of people. Now they're going to run the healthcare system. Is that really what you want?
No, I do not want that at all. I want to find honest ways, and you guys are some thinking people, that we can make it work in a way that benefits.
Dave, I understand where you're coming from. I feel your pain on it. I don't know that it is possible. I really do believe that money and power, as long as there's going to be power, money is going to get it. That it is, that it's a fantasy, to my mind, that it's a fantasy that we're going to have power and that somehow it's going to be wielded by those who don't have money. Like, I just haven't seen where that's ever existed anywhere.
You should, because if you visit Europe, all over Europe, everybody has a decent place to live. Everybody has health insurance.
Everybody has a decent
place.
They don't
make as much money as we do. The standard of living in the United States is better than it is in Europe. But I will say this is that, you know, in Europe, they pay a lot for it in taxes. And secondarily, the wealthy want that there for whatever reason. They're getting what the wealthy want in those places. Those are the decisions they've made. That isn't the poor people getting
somehow
what they want.
I
it's
doubt
the people.
Wealthy people are going to subject themselves to the government healthcare system. They're likely going on, what do they call it, the medical vacation, medical tourism, where, you know, you go to
Bangkok.
Actual private healthcare and you pay, you know, nothing compared to what you would pay in a private care situation wherever you live. Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The answer, of course, to the healthcare problem isn't to have the government have a one-size-fits-all solution for people. It's to get the government out of healthcare. But, of course, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are going to talk about that. Nobody is going to seriously propose that answer because, well, that would be the best solution to allow the marketplace to actually work with real competition in the market where they don't have to beg permission from some government bureaucracy, from some government regulatory agency, which is run by that 1%. Who's running the regulatory agencies? The people who are in charge of the biggest healthcare companies, the people who are the lobbyists, the people who, of course, are not you and I. More coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If we had a free market in healthcare, costs would go down, service would go up. That's how freedom works.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. In these remaining moments, we might have enough time for you to get on the line now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, that is to say, talk about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency here.
And let anybody call in.
Yeah, and open phones. Seven nights per week on approximately 190 radio stations around the country. If you like what we do, please join the AMP program and help us do more of it. Help us get on more radio stations. Help us do outreach to more internet listeners. Mark, you were telling me that our downloads on the podcast are actually up significantly, one of the biggest months of the year so far. And I'm thinking maybe that has to do with the fact that we started doing some internet advertising. We did the Tom Woods Show. We've done the Lava Flow podcast as well. So we've put some of the AMP dollars into promoting Free Talk Live in other libertarian podcasts. So in addition to marketing to radio stations, we want to get more listeners on board with the internet version of the show. That's just my speculation. It's the thing that's changed, right? Like, we don't change a whole lot. We're in radio. So it's the thing that's changed over the last 2 months, and you've seen the numbers go up. So maybe this is working. I would like to continue doing more internet advertising. I'd like to do Penn Jillette's podcast. That's, like, the ultimate goal.
That'd make a real difference.
It would be huge. Penn Jillette, you know, the magician, the comedian magician guy, he's great, talented dude. He's been doing a podcast now for many years. And he gets like 500,000 downloads per episode. We get like 3,000 downloads per episode. So he's
3 to 5, yeah.
Way bigger than Free Talk Live, and therefore would cost a lot more money than some of the guys were. Like Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow, great guy, great show, but he's also pretty new. So none of us in the libertarian world come close to Penn's podcast. There's just no other podcast that even comes close. So would love to get on there, but it's going to cost like $1,500 for an episode. So we would need to get a heck of a lot more in the AMP program. Right now, the AMP program's over $2,000 per month. We would need to hit $3,000, $3,500 per month to be able to do one show a month on Penn's podcast. So please, if you like the idea of Free Talk Live getting out there more, then help us out. It's $5 a month. You get some perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only podcast for you, the Amp Only chat rooms on our Discord server, and more. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Take just a moment. You can use your credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, and get on board with the Amp program. Get the cool perks, and you help us spread the ideas of freedom. Amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Nobody in the libertarian movement is doing it on the radio at the level that we are. Penn's show is only a podcast. So we thought, you know, certainly have a lot more radio listeners than we do podcast listeners.
Sure.
We probably have a few hundred thousand of radio listeners. And so if you want to help us do more, then please amp the show at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to my dog, Rex. He's on the line in Florida, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, my dog, Rex.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
You're talking about free trade. And yes. I just wanted to point out some of the fantastic things these United States do to prevent any free trade whatsoever. And I would rather have open trade, not free trade.
What's the difference?
Open trade, free seems like there's somebody making determinations, where open is between me and you, there's no interference whatsoever.
Huh. Okay, I've never heard that discrepancy. Go on.
We have the Democratic and Republican church corporations that prevent any open or free trade. We have the
I've never heard of the Democratic Republican church organizations. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Democrats must be a religion. Republican must be a religion. They've got to be churches and their corporations.
You're calling them churches. All right. Because people believe in them based on faith, not based on their actions. That's for sure.
We got the Federal Reserve Bank, only one bank out of 50 states. We got the Bank of North Dakota. So we have two different banks out of 50 states. So much for free trade. If I want to mow lawns, I have to get 1,500 permits. I forget what it takes to get arrested for selling orange juice on the side of the road or lemonade. The United States is so much about freedom and free trade. It's just, it's bliss. I just enjoy it so much.
My dog, Rex, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue. We got Michael. He's on the line in Virginia. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you. Donald Trump's idea of free and fair trade is evidenced by his actions. His idea is you allow the atheistic communists to enslave all the Christians of Eastern and Central Europe for 74 years, and then you divide up all of the government-owned industries with a handful of thugs, and then you allow them to invest in Donald Trump properties, primarily in the United States is their preference, but anywhere in the world that they want to go invest in Donald Trump properties. And then you keep that all secret from the Christians that you fool into voting for you by somehow either bribing or blackmailing Jerry Falwell Jr. into giving you an endorsement. That's his idea of free trade and fair trade.
This is the conspiracy, right, that Donald Trump has teamed up with the Russians in order to...
He certainly did some business over there. I mean, I don't think anyone's arguing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he estimates his wealth at $10 billion, believe me, he's controlling vastly more than that, and it was stolen from the cold, dead hands of Christians all over Europe.
Trump stole billions of dollars from Christians who are dead in Europe? How did that work?
Comrade Melania and Comrade Donald's cronies in Russia stole it from the cold, dead hands of Christians and got a liar lawyer who happened to have the same name as a Baptist preacher from Lynchburg, Virginia, got him to endorse Donald Trump. And that's his idea of free trade. You can't know how many hundreds of billions of dollars this international criminal gang has stolen. You're not allowed to know that.
So is Trump a communist?
Comrade Melania has been a communist all her life. She converted Donald Trump to communism.
Aren't you a socialist?
No, I'm not a socialist.
No? Okay, because I recognize your voice. You sound like you're a realist.
This is Michael in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
I call you frequently.
Right. You've always kind of come off as a bit of a left-leaning person. You said so you wouldn't describe yourself as a socialist. You don't believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need?
No. I tell you what I believe in. I believe in what Larry and one of your other callers say. We shouldn't be doing business with countries that enslave their populations and use them to create manufactured goods and sell them here. I believe what Larry said.
So you agree with Donald Trump's protectionist trade barriers and tariffs?
No. This is no protectionist. They have robbed all of Eastern and Central Europe's Christians, and they are enriching him and hiding.
Boy, those Christians sure are easily duped, huh? I mean, they get robbed by Trump, and then they supported, their buddies supported him for re-election or for election?
People are easily duped. That's what the powerful do. Hmm. They not only use their money to dominate the airways, but they use their cleverness to lie to people and deceive them in ways that they cannot be easily found out.
I agree with you. The people in power should not be trusted. So shouldn't we then just go ahead and decentralize power and abolish the United States federal government?
That is going to be done. That's going
Excellent.
To be done.
I'm glad we agree. Thank you for the call, Michael. I look forward to the day when the United States federal government is completely dissolved. But in the meantime, hopefully New Hampshire will be the first state to secede from the U.S., although maybe California, Texas, Vermont, those are all three good contenders for secession.
I think the federal government should be an agreement between states for a free trade agreement between states.
How's that working out?
I think so. What it should be.
All right, so out of time for tonight. If you didn't get on the air with us, well, that's okay. We've got a whole other show tomorrow, the live Sunday edition, at that time, and we will join you then online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out our Discord chat 24/7 over at discord.lrn.fm. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.